Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 1. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love. What about that? Walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor. Walk in love. So this morning we're going to walk with the Lord, and the subtitle for the message is Walking in Love. You can be seated. Pray for us. Father, thank you this morning for each one that's gathered here today at Bible Way Baptist Church. God, I need your help this morning. I know, our Father, that you want to help us. And I pray, God, you'd make the message a blessing in the hearts of the hearers today. Help us, Lord, that we might do what we can while we can. Because, Lord, surely, just a little while, he that shall come will come and will not tarry. Speak to the hearts of every individual. Those that need to know the Lord, I pray you'll speak to their heart. Those that know the Lord, I pray you'd speak to our hearts, Lord. Help us today. In Jesus' name, and amen, and amen. The Apostle Paul is writing to the church at Corinth here, and he gives them some things here in these first couple verses, and we'll go on in the chapter somewhat as we go through the message. But he says to walk in love. I got four things on my heart this morning. The first thing is the exhortation to walk in love. Paul is encouraging the church at Ephesus to walk in love. Let me say this to you. That means it's not an automatic. If you have to be encouraged to do something. Amen. How many knows that children have to be encouraged to eat their vegetables? Say amen. It's not an automatic. Amen. I'll tell you, I didn't like vegetables growing up. I met my wife. I like them a lot more now. Amen. When she puts them in front of you, you eat or go hungry, you eat them. Amen. And I appreciate my wife. She's taught me a lot of things along the way. But listen, Paul is encouraging the church, exhorting the church to walk in love. And we're going to see some reasons why after a while. But I want you to see, we're actually, it should be easy for God's people to love. I'll tell you why. The Bible said in the book of Romans, chapter number 5, hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given to us. It should be easy for us to love one another. It should be easy for us to love the Bible. It should be easy for us to love sinners. It should be easy for us, amen, to love the Lord, our God, with all of our heart, all of our mind, all of our body and soul. God has given us a command to love. He's commanded us to love one another. He said, now, Pastor, why do you love people? Well, I can wrap it up in this little phrase that comes out of a Bible verse in 1 John, because he first loved me. I tell you, that's why I love people. Amen. Because he first love me. If you're running around, saying, I love, I love, I love, I love. You know what? John, we could get a lot from John. John didn't say that disciple that loves Jesus. John said that disciple whom Jesus loved. Amen. I like that, don't you? That's humility. Amen. It's not bragging on my love for him, but bragging on his love for me. If you only knew this morning how much he loves you. Amen. The exhortation to love. I appreciate that, don't you? Watch what the Bible said. Be therefore followers of God as dear children. If you're a child of God this morning, then it ought to be easy for you to love. Amen. Nobody had to teach me to love my mama. Nobody had to teach me to love my daddy. I had to be taught to love my brothers. Amen. But anyway, I wasn't their children, but I was mom's child. Amen. And nobody had to teach Hannah and Emily to love that little newborn up here. I was looking over there just enjoying that newborn babes. They're singing about newborn babes and holding one. And I was wondering how that little baby's not all excited about all that noise, but that baby's been hearing that now for 10 months or so. Amen. All that noise. And so appreciate that. The exhortation to walk in love. And then the second thing I want to give you is an example of walking in love. The Bible takes right off in verse number 2, excuse me, and says, and walk in love as Christ. So God don't just exhort us to walk in love. He said, let me give you an example. And by the way, that's the perfect example. Amen. Hey, no one ever cared for us like Jesus. And the Word of God said, listen, greater love hath no man than this, that a man would lay down his life for his friends. Amen. Thank God for the Lord Jesus. Amen. He sets the example. Now listen to me. A lot of people are teaching, and it's a false doctrine, that you're saved by following his example. No. That ain't how you get saved. You get saved by admitting you can't follow his example. You're a sinner. Amen. And you need a Savior that set a perfect example. Amen. And then we can strive, after that we've been saved by the grace of God, to follow in his steps. Amen. You see what the Bible's teaching here? An example of this love. Excuse me. And walk in love as Christ also hath loved us and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God. I want you to think about that for just a moment. Love, he said, as Christ. There's three types of love that I think you would be able to associate with. The first comes from a Greek word eros, which means a physical love. Or we get that word erotic from that love. Amen. And then the second is that philia. It's a brotherly love. That's where we get the word Philadelphia from. A brotherly love. I'm glad I go to church. Amen. Where there's a brotherly love. Amen. The Bible said, let brotherly love continue. I told Jason one day, I said, Brother Jason, as long as I've got a peanut butter sandwich, you've got half a peanut butter sandwich. He said, if I've got a peanut butter sandwich, he said, I'm going to have to share a little of it with Abby and James first, and then me and you'll split what's left. Amen. I like that. Amen. Just be honest. Amen. If a man won't provide for his own household, the Bible said he's worse than an infidel. Amen. Thank the Lord for that. Amen. That brotherly love. But then there's that agape love. That's a love that's selfless. It's a love, beloved, that's unconditional. And it's a love that's sacrificial. You see, we can't do anything that would cause God to love us any more than he does right now. Turn with me in your Bibles, please, to the book of John, chapter number 3. I want to read a few verses of Scripture in John, chapter number 3. One of them, I believe, you will recognize real quickly. John, chapter number 3. This is the beloved disciple of the Lord Jesus, John, writing to us. We have the story of Nicodemus early in the chapter where Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be born again. And then you come down into verse number 14. And isn't this something? This is where the whole message started with Brother Keith back in the beginning. I just now realized that. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Listen to verse 17. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world. I've talked to people saying, man, I ain't going to go to church. All they do is condemn me over there. I'm going to tell you something right now. Beloved, listen, we don't need anybody to condemn us. We're condemned already. That's what the Word of God teaches. Amen. God didn't send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. This is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, and that his deeds may be made manifest that they are wrought in God. So what God is teaching us here is about this agape love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. You say, Pastor, one of the first things that came across my heart and mind the night that I trusted Christ as my Savior was this thought. This is so good. This is so good. Why don't everybody get in on it? Amen. And then I had to realize I was standing there 27 years old. Why did I wait 27 years? Why did it take me that long to swallow my pride and admit that God was right and I was wrong? Because I was blind. Amen. You understand? I couldn't see. But through the grace of God and the preaching of the Word of God, I understood the truth that He's the Savior. He gave His life, a sacrificial love. Amen. He gave His life not for Himself. Beloved, He had never sinned. He didn't die for Himself. He died for you and He died for me. And I thank God we have that example of walking in love. I want to read something to you if I can find it right here. I was in my office this morning and I came across this and I thought it was so good. It is said that Cyrus, the founder of the Persian Empire, once had captured a prince and his family. And when they came before him, the monarch asked the prisoner, "What will you give me if I release you?" He said, "The half of my wealth." "And if I release your children?" He said, "Everything that I possess." "And if I release your wife?" He said, "Your Majesty, I will give myself." That's sacrificial love. Listen to the rest of this. "And Cyrus was so moved by his devotion that he freed them all. As they returned home, the prince said to his wife, 'Wasn't Cyrus a handsome man with a look of deep love for her husband?' She said to him, 'I didn't notice. I could only keep my eyes on you, the one who was willing to give himself for me.'" You know what our problem is today? We're looking at each other too much. And we ought to get our eyes on Him that was willing to give Himself for you and for me. Amen. There's an example of walking in love, the exhortation to walk in love. Now, I want to share with you now the expression of walking in love. How is love expressed? How can we, the Bible said something like this, "Let your light so shine before men that men may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." How do we express the love of God? I'll give you a couple of things that God put in my heart right here. Love, really, walking in love, Jesus expressed it two ways. He expressed it in action and He expressed it in words. Both ways. And by the way, anybody that's wanting to express the love of God is going to have to do it both ways. Listen, it can't just be words. Remember what the Bible said? You see somebody that's hungry? You see somebody that's been through a flood? Let's just holler at them over in Asheville. "Be you warmed and filled." No, no, no. "Sister Brenda, let's load up the boxes with some canned goods. Amen. Let's take them some bread. Let's take them some water. Let's take them some milk. Let's take them what they need." Amen. That's expressing the love of God. Amen. Not just "be you warmed and filled." God bless you, brother. Amen. I'm just telling you, beloved, there's a time, amen, that when God's people, God gives us opportunities to let our light so shine. Oh, I'm praying that some of those men, the linemen, some of those men will hear the gospel through this. Some of them will be saved by the grace of God. I told you, it's Wednesday night, two firemen Tuesday morning were killed. They cut a tree. The tree was under pressure. It killed them instantly. I found out yesterday that two linemen have been killed. I'm telling you, we're not to the bottom of this. Brother Keith told me one of his concerns is that the death toll is being way, way, way underreported. There's a lot more people dead than what they're reporting. And we haven't seen the half of it yet. I'm talking about dogs that are going around sniffing in mud that's that deep. And there's a body underneath the mud. and they take shovels and dig it out. Divers that are going in the river and where the logs and stuff have jammed up and going under those logs and finding bodies. You say, Pastor, what are you talking about now? I'm talking about the expression of walking in love. Listen, you could ask a woman at the well, you think he loved you? She'd say, oh no, I don't think he did. I know he did. Glory to God. He told me all things ever I did, and he loved me anyway. He knew everything I'd been into, but he loved me. He spoke to me. When generally speaking, the Jews didn't even have any dealings with the Samaritans. You could ask the blind man, you think he loves you? He'd say, oh no, I don't think he does. I know he does. You could say, Lazarus, do you think the Lord Jesus loves you? He'd say, no, I've done wrapped up, done been in there 4 days, and he come along and got me out. Amen. Glory to God. I was standing in that cemetery when we buried Sister Flora the other day, and I was just thinking about that cemetery. Honey, Jesus is coming. It's going to look like a popcorn machine. Amen. Out of there is going to come every child of God. Amen. You say, surely you don't believe that. I believe everything this book teaches. The Bible said the dead in Christ are going to rise first, and then we which are alive and remain are going to be caught up together. Amen. In the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. It's expressed in action, but it's also expressed in words. Let me give you something this morning. Jesus is nailed to a cross. He's bleeding. He's got a crown of thorns down in his head. There's blood. Listen, when they shot our former president and clipped his ear, there was blood running around his face. That's just a trickle compared to what was going on at Calvary. There's blood running down from the crown of thorns. There's blood running from his back. There's blood coming from his hands and from his feet. I'm telling you, his eyes are swelled shut because they blindfolded him and beat him. Prophesy, who hit you? There's patches of his beard missing, Brother Preston, where they grabbed it. That would hurt, wouldn't it, brother? And pulled it out by the roots. There's spittle running down his face. You say, Pastor, what are you trying to say? I'm trying to say, listen, that was an expression of love. But Jesus couldn't do anything. He was nailed to a cross. But words can also express love. During that crucifixion, our Lord Jesus is hanging there. There's two thieves hanging alongside of him. One of them thieves changed his mind about who Jesus is and said, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus couldn't do nothing, but he just looked over and said, today, thou shalt be with me in paradise. Oh, glory to God. You say what you want to, but that old thief knew in that instant, somebody loves me. Somebody's going to help me. Amen. It can be expressed in words. Now, when I announced my title this morning, going to preach on the love of God, this is kind of the way I got the feeling in my heart when I was preparing to preach. I thought, my people's going to think, finally, our pastor's going to preach us one of them easy messages, one of them smooth messages. Say, he's going to preach on the love of God. Well, I am. I'm preaching on the love of God. But just as sure, did the Bible say that God is love? Did the Bible say that? It does in 1 John. I'm just asking you. Did the Bible say that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God? Did the Bible say the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us? We beheld His glory. So is Jesus God or not? Is He Lord or not? He's as much God as God the Father and God the Holy Ghost and vice versa. Amen. But now watch this. Watch this. Let me ask you something, Brother Chris. Did Jackson ever get into anything when he was little that he didn't have no business being in? He did. Did you love him? Did you ever have to say anything harsh to him? Like, son, you drink that, you're going to die. Amen. At days you wish you'd have drunk it, ain't they? No, I'm just kidding. Amen. Now, here's what I want you to see. That same God, the Bible said, speaking the truth in love. That same God that looked over there at that thief and said, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. Listen to me. He said, you generation of vipers. That same God said, you hypocrites. That same God, beloved, listen. That same God that hung on that cross. Are you listening to me? He went in the temple, made him a scourge, amen, of small cords, turned their tables over. That same God, He's still speaking in love. That's what I'm trying to get you to see. It reminded me, Brother Gary, what you said about 4, 5, 6 months after I come here. It got rough. Amen. There's guts and gallbladders hanging from the chandeliers everywhere in here. Brother Gary said, we don't care how rough it gets as long as we know you love us. Amen. I'm just telling you, in that temple that day, Jesus is driving them out. He said, you've made my Father's house a den of thieves. It was the same voice and the same love. Amen. A pastor that loves you will preach all the book. He won't go tiptoeing through it and try to find out what you like and what you don't like. A Savior that loves you will tell you the truth. A parent that loves their child will say, son, you can't be in that. You can't do that. They'll say to a daughter, you can't do that. You can't, beloved, listen, be intoxicated and get behind the wheel of a car. Teenager after teenager has went out into eternity because they wouldn't listen. I spent a couple years with the teens before Brother Chris got here. Let me say this to you. We prayed, didn't we, church? And God sent us, Brother Chris. And I'm going to tell you, I kept telling them over and over, don't you ever take a pill that comes off the street. Don't you ever put anything in your mouth that didn't come from a pharmacy. Amen. Because, beloved, listen, a lot of what they're calling overdoses is not overdoses, it's poisoning. Our young people are being poisoned, amen. China's laughing all the way, amen. They're laughing all the way to the lab, amen, because they're killing us and not even firing a shot. All I'm saying is somebody that loves you will warn you. They won't only tell you things that will help you as far as in a positive way, but they will tell you things that will help you in a negative way. Let me give you this. You got a battery. Don't matter what kind. You picture a car battery. These two fingers are the post. You unhook either one of them and you've got no power. You unhook the positive post, you've got no power. You unhook the negative post and you've got no power. Are you listening to me? Remember the scripture I read there in John just a few moments ago? Oh, I like John 3:16, preacher, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Do you like that next verse when it says, he that believeth not is condemned already? Do you like that verse going on down there? It said, I'll tell you why they won't believe. They love darkness rather than light. Are you getting me? Are you seeing what? All of it's the truth, amen? And God knows we need the truth in this generation that we live in. So many churches are built on ear tickling. Tickle, tickle, tickle. You come in living in sin, tickled, and leave living in sin, tickled. That's not God's way. Amen. The same Bible that said, for God so loved the world, said marriage is honorable and all, and the bed undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. The same Bible. The same God, amen, that loves us, gives us a negative post and a positive post. He tells us not to look on the wine when it moveth itself aright. That's talking about fermentation. Amen. I'm telling you, beloved, He tells us wine is a mocker. Strong drink is raging. And whosoever's deceived thereby is not wise. I've wondered for years why somebody don't name it right and call it Bud Dumber. Bud never made anybody wiser. It made them say dumb things. Amen. How many of you arrested under the influence, Brother Jack, of Bud Dumber? Amen. It creates a lot of problems. And Miller is not a high life. It's a low life. Amen. You say, pastor, you got no business saying that. I'm telling you, beloved, I got book to back that up. Amen. If a man don't work, he shouldn't eat. That's still right. He's still speaking the truth. And God's speaking the truth because He loves us. Amen. There's an exhortation to walk in love. There's an example of walking in love. There's the expression of walking in love. And then I'm going to give you this, and I'm finished this morning. I want to give you the extension of walking in love. I want to give you the extension of walking in love. Brother Jim, come up here a minute. Hurry, brother. I've seen him walk through the woods. He can do all right. Amen. Brother Gary, come up here. You better hurry, Brother Gary. He's beating you. Amen. Brother Chris, come up here right quick. Amen. Here's what we're doing. Brother Gary, you walking in love?
I am.
You better be. Amen. You walking in love, Brother Chris? Amen. Amen. You walking in love, Brother Jim? Amen. Don't you kiss me, I'll kill you. Amen. Yeah. Brother Keith texted me when we took him that stuff. He said, I'm going to kiss you. I said, I'll break your nose. Amen. I don't believe in that stuff. Amen. Amen. But this is the extension that you see. You see a bunch of brothers loving one another. Now, wait a minute. Come on over here, brother. Yeah, you stay there, brother. We'll just stretch as far as we can. Some of these guys got arthritis like I do. Amen. Now, I want you to see something. Okay, I'm going to turn loose just a minute. I want you to see something. Jesus said, by this shall all men know you're my disciples if you have love. You see what God's doing? He's extending out of this church. We're up here and you can see us. Brother, he's done extended all the way to Illinois.
Amen.
Think about that, Brother Jim. Amen. The extension of God's love. There's a tractor and trailer coming out of Illinois because we didn't go out there and cuss and tell filthy jokes. Say amen. We went to church on Sunday, didn't we, brother? Amen. I made sure he did. Honestly, he loves to go to church. Amen. I'm just kidding, and he knows that, don't you, Brother Jim? We wanted to go, didn't we, brother? We was out there, brother, and they wouldn't have nobody known whether we went to church or not. We love God's people. Not just in Tennessee, but in Illinois. Now look at the extension, Brother Jim. I'm going out there and preach a revival in a different church in the spring. And God's just going to keep extending and keep extending and keep extending. Can y'all see the importance of walking in love? How many's got family members that are unsaved? How many's got neighbors that are unsaved? I'm trying to tell you, if we'll walk in love, we can be an extension of the love of God to this world that we live in. Thank you, fellas. Amen. Amen. I think the best looking one was the third one from your left. No, you're right. That would have made Chris the best one from the left. Amen. We all know better than that. Amen. The extension of the love of God. It extends to the world. But if you look at it in chapter number 5, I'm not going to read the verses, but it extends to your spouse. Talks about husbands, love your wives. Even as Christ. See that extension? You go down into chapter 6, verse Sister Jane, and it extends to your children. The love of God, beloved, you just can't bottle it up. Amen. If you've got the love of God in you, they're going to be an extension of the love of God. I stood and marveled last Monday. I was so tired. Monday is not the preacher's best day. Amen. I was so tired, but I marveled at what was coming in. I marveled at how it was being organized. I marveled as we got the trailer tires changed that were dry rotted so we could go on the journey. I marveled how it was all packed in the trailer. Are you listening to me? And it's all because the love of God just extends from one to another to another. Someone invited you to church one day. How many can remember that? Boy, I went back the other day, Brother Chris, and read the obituary of my Sunday school teacher. And when I read the obituary of my Sunday school teacher, his name was Howard Mitchell. Brother Howard, when I was a little boy, he had absolutely no idea that I'd get saved, be called to preach, be pastor in a church. I am an extension of that Sunday school teacher's love. His love for God. His love for the little boy. One of the guys commented down there in the obituary. And he said, I was 8 years old in his Sunday. I may have been sitting next to that guy. I'll tell you this, there's a lot I don't know, but I know this. We were sitting still. He demanded it, amen. He looked like Goliath standing in front of us boys, amen. And I mean, he had a voice. He memorized Scripture. They said he over 150 verses of Scripture he quoted every day. He wanted to keep them fresh on his mind, fresh on his heart. He'd quote those 150 verses of Scripture every day. I don't know about you, but you know one of the reasons Brother Randall, the flood did so much damage is because so many places got blocked up. You get those logs and those houses and those campers floating down the river, and there's a bridge, and it just gets blocked up. When it gets blocked up, then it backs up. The water backs up. I don't want the love of God to be blocked up in my life. I want it to flow. I want to be an extension of the love of God. By this shall all men know that you're my disciples, if you have love one toward another. The Bible said, let brotherly love, Hebrews 13:1, continue. It's a good time. God is so good. Did I tell y'all about the church in Ohio? I didn't, did I? If you're looking at me like that, over there, but I didn't tell y'all over here, did I? Did I, Brother Mike? Who's got a good memory? Did I tell you, Brother Jack, in here? It wouldn't matter, Brother Jack. I'm going to tell it again anyway. Amen. It's so good. I had a message on the answer machine this morning. Is everybody listening? This I couldn't hear good because the answer machine's fuzzy anyway, but I thought he said Stephen Crager or something like that. But anyway, the man's name is Stephen Clagg. When I got him on the phone, I did write the number down. I was able to get that. I called him this morning. And he said, Brother, do you remember me? And I said, because I thought his name, you know, I didn't recognize the name at all. And I said, Brother, I'm not going to lie. I don't think so. I don't remember you. I said, can you help me a little bit? He said, I'm Stephen Clagg. And things began. I said, did you live in a house that was prefabbed over in Stanley Valley? He said, yes. He said, you led me to Christ when you were pastor at Liberty Baptist Church. He said, we've been watching the news. We know what's going on in East Tennessee. We know what's going on in North Carolina. And our church wants to help. And I need somebody in that area that I can trust. Are you listening? What is that? That's an extension. God, let me reach him. He's up there pastoring a church. Amen. Now that church wants to extend the love of God back over this way. Honey, you can't beat God's way. You can't beat it. You can't beat it. You can't beat it. You can try to get ahead of the Lord all you want to, but you'll never get ahead of him. Amen. Amen. What a Savior. What a Savior. Oh, how he loves you this morning. I don't mind singing the song, oh, how I love Jesus. And boy, I tell you, somebody ought to write one, oh, how he loves me. Amen. How he loves me. Well, there is one that says, I am so glad that Jesus loves me. Even me. Jesus loves even me. And I'm glad this morning, without fear, favor, compromise, I can tell everybody in this building, I serve a God that loves you. That loves you. How much does he love me? He loves you this much. Everybody's got grandchildren, remembers that. How much you love me? How much you love me, Sawyer? Oh, I love you this much, Papa. Jesus loves you this much. He stretched out his arms and died on an old rugged cross. You can't beat it. Let me make a statement that I heard years ago. It's not original with me. Why don't you think about this, Brother Chris? I don't know if you've heard it or not. A person can go to hell without loving, but a person can't go to hell without being loved. A person can leave this world and go to hell without loving, without ever knowing the joy of loving somebody else, but there's not one person that'll ever leave this world and go to hell without being loved. God commendeth, that word means demonstrated, his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Let's bow for prayer. Father, thank you this morning. Thank you for the Word of God. Thank you, Lord, this morning for the love of God. Lord, I ask you this morning in Jesus' name, speak to hearts. Maybe somebody come in today and they're living for themselves. That's all they think about, themselves. And yet today, Lord, they're tired of living that way. They know, Lord, that they need a Savior. I pray, dear God, you'll speak to hearts. Please speak to our hearts. Our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed. Please, no one looking around.